people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, USC Athletics Director Lynn Swan has resigned, effective immediately, after just over 3 years with the school.
One student-athlete I approached told me because she's an athlete, she can't give her opinion about Swan's sudden departure. This senior, however, told me there was a push last spring among the student body, though, for Swan to step down.
Just because USC football was so disappointing last year.
He did, however, find it surprising that Swan would resign after the Trojan season got off to a good start, ranking among the top 25 teams after beating Stanford. News of his departure today came in a letter from new USC president Carol Folt, who was hired back in March. She told the LA Times that Swan felt that this was the professional thing to do, to resign and allow her to build her team, to which this student said,
"You know, if they were on the same page about it, then that was probably the best move for everyone."
Folt also told the Times that the athletics department role and Swan's handling of the college admissions scandal was not part of the decision for her. Now, we have reached out for an interview with President Folt. We are awaiting word on her availability. Reporting live at USC, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Disgraced former USC campus gynecologist George Tyndall has finally officially surrendered his license to practice medicine in California. Tyndall charged with 29 felony counts involving 16 patients, but LA Police Chief Michael Moore says it's worse than that. He says in June that his detectives have investigated assault allegations against Tyndall by more than 350 women, and that he's presented more than 130 potential cases to the district attorney's office.
Detectives are still working on Santa Fe Avenue in downtown L.A., clearing out an illegal pot-growing operation in an industrial building, and crews will be working in the building for the next several hours.
What tipped police off to the grow house was a call about water pouring out of the front door of the unit facing Santa Fe Avenue. What they found inside was over 1,000 5-foot-tall marijuana plants. It's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. If it hadn't been for the broken pipe, no one would have noticed a thing. Detectives now trying to track down the building's owner and see if they can find the actual tenant. Seems he has a few questions to answer about his undercover farming operations. Near 20th Street and Santa Fe Avenue, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Federal authorities have launched a criminal investigation now into the dive boat fire last week that killed 34 people. It involves officials from the FBI, the Coast Guard, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, and the U.S. Attorney's Office in L.A. Kyle McAvoy served as a marine accident investigator as a captain in the U.S. Coast Guard. He tells KNX in depth there's still a lot that's not known about what happened.
The remaining parts of the hull and other evidence is still on the bottom. That's got to be very carefully salvaged and brought to the surface and then secured, and then that has to be analyzed. And, you know, all those attempts to do those things have to be done with the preservation of evidence in mind. So it's a very, very tricky investigation.
Yesterday, federal agents raided the office of the Conception's owner, Truth Aquatics, in Santa Barbara, and its two remaining charter boats.
A federal judge has sentenced a San Fernando Valley man in an unusual drug case. The defendant disguised a sophisticated hardcore drug delivery business in a pizza shop.
He was busted in this drug case back in 2017. Sigfredo Barrientos, the mastermind, confessed to having operated what appeared to be Manny's Pizza in the San Fernando Valley, but it was really a telephone order delivery business for heroin and cocaine. At sentencing here in LA federal court, the judge said that this case needs to send a message that drug trafficking carries a steep price, and the sentence 20 years in prison. His attorney had argued for half that, 10 years, but the judge responded, saying people die in this kind of business. Barrientos is 42 when his sentence has been served. He faces immediate deportation to Mexico. In downtown Los Angeles, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
There's a new poll that shows a vast majority of Americans supports some kind of gun control, but the USA Today Suffolk University survey also found more than two-thirds of those people believe that Congress will pass nothing about gun control within the next year. David Paleo Logos is director of the Suffolk University Political Research Center and tells KNX it's possible this can hurt lawmakers when we get to next November's election.
This issue could be a real big issue, aside from health care, that I can see in the polling, where people who are in those swing districts may vote Democratic because the overwhelming majority of people, Democrats and independents, feel strongly about these issues.
The House Judiciary Committee scheduled to vote this week on legislation that would give federal funds to states that pass red flag laws on whether to ban high-capacity ammunition magazines.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.